USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some of the 2020 presidential candidates are campaigning in Des Moines, Iowa, greeting supporters at the annual Polk County Democrats Steak Fry. The organizers of the event say they will be grilling 10,000 steaks and 1,000 vegan burgers. Now, this all comes after earlier this week at a CNN climate change town hall, many of those same Democratic candidates were lecturing folks about eating less meat. The U.S. signed an agreement on Friday that sends illegal aliens seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico southern border to El Salvador. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News,
"We're going to continue to do what this administration has been doing, work with the government of Mexico, working with the Northern Triangle countries to build their capacity to address this as a regional crisis, and we're going to continue to build that wall. Every mile of wall that's built, the agents are safer, they can do their job better, and this country is safer."
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Once again, it looks like trade talks with China have stalled. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Lower-level Chinese negotiators in Washington for talks canceled plans to visit farmers who'd been hurt by the trade war and abruptly cut their trip short. President Trump has now decided he does not want a piecemeal trade agreement.
"We're looking for the big deal. We've taken it to this level. We're taking in billions and billions of dollars of tariffs. China's devalued their currency, and they have a very bad economy right now, and I don't want them to have a bad economy."
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. This is your final weekend of summer, so do make sure and get out and enjoy it. The first day of autumn is Monday. This year, the fall equinox lands on September 23rd. Specifically at 3:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. At that time, the sun will be perfectly aligned with the equator. On Monday, most places will see about 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of night. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Freshman Congressman Dan Crenshaw, Republican from Texas, blasted 2020 presidential candidate Bernie Sanders for pandering to different groups as he runs for president. Sanders, a senator from Vermont, posted on Twitter that if you can't afford to take care of veterans, then don't go to war. Congressman Crenshaw believes this is pandering and explains why to Fox News.
"Well, on a deeper level, I have always disliked it when politicians start pandering to veterans and telling us how bad we have it and that if we just vote for them, that they'll fix all of our problems. That's just not true. It also gets to a really false choice, which is why we went to war in the first place. Okay, I went there because our country needed it. We went there because it was in the best interest of our country. I wasn't thinking down the road about being taken care of. Now, of course, that doesn't mean we shouldn't take care of our veterans. But this is also another, I think, falsehood that Bernie is spreading. All right, this is a bipartisan issue, taking care of our veterans and improving the VA. We spend far more on the VA than we have in the past. Every single year, we, as a delegation, as a Congress, we look for ways to improve veteran care, and he knows that. But what he's doing is he's trying to rile people up. He's trying to make people angry. He's trying to tell victims that, or trying to tell veterans that they are victims, and that only he can take care of them. And I just think that's such a dishonest way to do politics, right. And I think he should be called out for it."
Crenshaw is a former Navy SEAL who lost his eye during a deployment to Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.